Welcome to Stand Out, for entrepreneurs and small businesses who want to stand out in their industry and grow their business. I am Diana from monogrampublishers.co.uk, and in this show, we'll explore how to increase authority, define your unique value proposition, and create products and services your audience will love. In this episode, we'll talk about a really interesting approach to targeting customers. In episode 2, we talked about why it is so important to define who your ideal customer would be. We also talked about creating customer avatars and deeply understanding who they are, their needs, desires, pains, and challenges. And why does focusing on the right customer matter so much? Imagine trying to speak to a crowded room where everyone has different interests. Your message might get lost in that noise. But when you speak directly to those who are genuinely interested, your message not only gets heard, but it actually resonates. In this episode, we take a slightly different approach to this, and you'll be happy to know it's 100 times easier. And it's the idea that you could be your own ideal customer. And this approach is more common than you might think. Many entrepreneurs start businesses based on personal experiences or frustrations, not necessarily because they want to start a business, but because they want to serve their own needs. And in the process, they discover a gap in the market that gives them firsthand expertise. And this approach provides you with a unique advantage. You intimately understand the challenges and needs of your customers because you've lived them. You know the language, the pain points, and what truly matters. This insider perspective allows you to communicate more authentically and develop solutions that really hit the mark. Empathy becomes your most powerful tool. When you are your own ideal customer, you're not just selling, you're solving a problem for a community you belong to. This empathy builds a strong connection with your audience because you've been there and you know exactly what it means to have a particular struggle. You know the day-to-day, the deep and hidden factors related to those struggles. It enables you to design messages that feel personal and products that feel tailor-made. And in a world where customers are bombarded with generic sales pitches, that personal touch is absolute gold. The next step, once you decide that you are your ideal customer, it's important to create a customer avatar. We briefly mentioned customer avatars in previous episodes, but I'd like to dive deeper into how you can create a detailed and powerful customer avatar based on you as the ideal customer. Imagine having a crystal clear picture of one person who represents your ideal customer. In this case, of course, this is you. This isn't just any generic profile, it's a detailed and nuanced portrait called a customer avatar. This particular profile goes beyond simple demographics to include psychographics, details like beliefs, values, fears, aspirations, and behavioral patterns. This customer avatar becomes a blueprint guiding your business decisions, ensuring your marketing speaks directly and personally to those you aim to serve. And here are some steps to get you started. Step one is to gather basic demographic information, and naturally, this should be very straightforward for you. Your age, your gender, location, obviously note down where you live, considering urban, suburban, or rural settings, education level, include your highest level of education, occupational status, detail your job title, industry, and years of experience, and provide a range of your annual income. The next step is to dive into what is known as psychographics. So as I mentioned before, these can be interests and hobbies. So list activities you enjoy in your free time. Also values, what values are most important to you. Then lifestyle choices, describe your lifestyle such as health conscious, environmentally friendly or tech savvy to give you some examples. Next, as well, is personality traits. Are you an introvert or an extrovert, analytical or creative? And these are just broad categories. But of course, the more detail you can extract in terms of your psychographics, the more powerful your customer avatar will be. Then you identify goals and aspirations. Think about what are your short-term and long-term personal goals. Outline your career ambitions. What are those professional goals? Consider important milestones you aim to achieve. achieve. The next step is to understand your challenges and your pain points. What daily challenges or frustrations do you face? Also, identify needs that are currently unmet by existing products or services you might use. The next as well is to understand if there are any barriers to achieving your goals. So think about any obstacles that might be in the way of you achieving those. The next step is to think about media consumption. Where do you spend most of your time online? Either as social media platforms, maybe blogs, or maybe forums that you contribute to. What type of content do you consume most? Is it videos, articles, podcasts? Next step is brand interactions. So think about which brands do you feel a strong affinity towards and why. Do you prefer online shopping or in-store experiences? What factors influence your purchasing decisions? Is it price? Is it quality? Is it the brand's reputation? The next step is to compile and analyze. Create a document by compiling all the information into this document. You can create a fictional name to personify the avatar, so it doesn't have to be your name, even though you have been the inspiration for this avatar. You can pick any name you like. Look for patterns, so analyze the information for patterns and common themes. And also consider creating a visual representation for your avatar for easy reference. And the last step is application and adjustment. So use the insights gained from your customer avatar to tailor your product, service, and marketing strategies. Regularly review and adjust the avatar as your understanding of your target market evolves or as you receive feedback. Here's a story I love. Some of you might know who Sarah Blakely is. Her story is fascinating and incredibly inspiring. She was a salesperson who was frustrated with the absence of suitable undergarments that would provide a smooth look on the white pants. And girls, we've all been there. So facing this personal need, she came up with an idea to create a new kind of undergarment that could be worn under clothing to give you a sleeker, more flattering shape. Blakely recognized a gap in the market for comfortable, invisible undergarments. Her own experience and frustration with the available options drove her to think about a solution. She invested her life savings of $5,000 to research and develop prototypes. In fact, Blakely hand-cut the feet of her pantyhose to create the first prototype of Spanx. She filed for a patent and then searched for a manufacturer willing to produce her product. And after being turned down by numerous mills, she finally found a manufacturer in North Carolina who was willing to take on her project. With no advertising budget, Blakely used her savings and sheer determination to market Spanx. She focused on grassroots marketing tactics, including visiting department stores to demonstrate the product personally. And her experience in sales certainly came in handy. Then a major turning point came when Oprah Winfrey endorsed Spanx on her show, naming it one of her favorite products in 2000. This endorsement shot Spanx into the spotlight and exponentially grew the sales. Spanx then grew rapidly into a multi-million dollar brand, expanding its product line to include various types of shapewear, leggings, and more. Blakely retained ownership of the company, having never taken outside investment. This decision paid off massively when Spanx reached a valuation of over $1 billion, making Sarah Blakely the world's youngest self-made female billionaire at the time. Beyond financial success, Blakely focused on empowering women through her foundation and business practices, and she has donated millions to charities supporting women and education. So, what can we learn from Sarah Blakely's case? Her journey underscores the potential of solving a problem you personally face. If you have a need, it's likely that others do too. She knew firsthand that the problem was a big problem for women, so she trusted that the product would be successful. Okay, so hopefully you can see how powerful it can be to use yourself as the ideal customer and build a detailed customer avatar to help you make decisions. Next is how you can apply your customer avatar in your business. With your customer avatar in hand, every piece of content you create, every product you develop, and every marketing campaign you launch can be designed with this specific person in mind. This not only makes your efforts more effective, but also helps you to truly serve your audience, creating a loyal community around your brand. I advise you to print it and put it up on the wall in your office or wherever it is that you work, so you're always referring back to it. And finally, it's important to mention that as you progress, your customer avatar is not set in stone. It evolves as your business grows and as you gain deeper insights into your market. I'd love to hear how this process goes for you. Please share your stories, questions, or challenges with us through any of our channels. That's it for this episode, and I'll catch you on the next Monday monologue. Do you want help with creating a powerful customer avatar for your specific industry? At Monogram Publishers, we offer a customer avatar mastery service to help you do just that. So head over to www.monogrampublishers.co.uk/our-services to learn more. Thanks for listening to Stand Out. Our podcast can be found in all the podcast platforms, and you can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.monogrampublishers.co.uk.